3:35 on the Mike McFeely Show on the Mighty 790 KFGO. And it is a big day for college football. It is a big day for North Dakota State football today. It's a big day for everybody connected with the Bison program because today, February 5th, is National College Football Signing Day. Now, what does that mean? That means that athletes recruited by North Dakota State have signed their letters of intent to play football for the Bison. It means they made it official. They're coming to Fargo in the fall to enroll in school and become Bison football players. So it is a big, big day. The future of the Bison program happened today. And to tell us more about this, to tell us about all the great athletes who signed with NDSU today, first of all, I've welcomed Scott Miller, voice of the Bison, into the studio with me to talk about this. But also, and more importantly, Scott, no offense to you.
None taken.
Bison football coach Chris Kleiman joins us on the Mike McFeely Show. Coach Kleiman, congratulations on your first signing day. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, and Scott's way more important than I am, I can assure you.
Well,
of that.
I was just trying to be
not
nice.
Not even close.
I was just trying to be nice to you. I knew that. So tell us about what happened today. 19 high school players signed letters of intent. Another, I believe, 9 are preferred walk-ons, and a couple other kids are already enrolled in school, Coach Kleiman. This is it's a big class for you. Tell us about it.
Well, it's a big class. You know, we lost 24 great seniors from this last year's team that were kind of the catalyst for the last 3 years. So it was really important for us to fill those needs that we had. And we got a lot of different kids. We've got a lot of different positions. We recruited athletes. We recruited big linemen. We recruited guys that could maybe play multiple positions. We recruited some length. We kind of hit a little bit of everything. But the big thing that we were looking for in replacing this class of 24 seniors was kids with great character that can do it the Bison way, and kids that will work hard, because Coach Kramer will work you hard here. We'll work you hard as coaches, and you've got to want to be a Bison to come to NDSU and have success, and we're pretty confident that this group will do that.
Looks like you have the usual NDSU footprint. You have some kids from North Dakota. You have some kids from Minnesota, Wisconsin, Nebraska. I didn't see any big surprises in terms of geography. I'm sure you're happy with that.
Yeah, that was exactly right. We were trying to make sure we stayed in our region and in our footprint, which is going to always be, you know, North Dakota, Minnesota, Wisconsin, South Dakota, Nebraska. We got one out of Iowa, which isn't that far, and we've got a few kids from Iowa on our team, and then we get two more out of the Kansas City area, and we've with our recent success, you know, at K-State this year in Kansas in 2010. We're known pretty well down there in the Kansas City area, so we took a couple kids out of the KC area as well.
Let me name the kids from North Dakota: Eric Bachmeyer from Kindred, North Dakota; Luke Bacon from Granville, North Dakota; Stanley Jones from Bismarck; Tanner Volson from Balfour, North Dakota, went to Drake Animus. Those are the North Dakota kids. Tell us just a little bit about each of those kids, Coach.
Well, Eric, I had in camp this year. He's a defensive back from Kindred, very long, athletic young man, extremely good track kid, just a tremendous athlete that we know. We're going to start him out as a defensive back, but we know he can help us somewhere because of his athleticism. Luke Bacon, big offensive lineman we had in camp. He's 6'5", 280 pounds, and really good athlete, tremendous feat we had at camp. We were really excited about Luke. Stanley Jones is a defensive end that I had my eye on all the way through camp when he was here in the summertime, because he's an athletic defensive end that can really rush the passer and has a physical player at the point of attack and has a motor that's really unbelievable with it. And then Tanner Volson, another offensive lineman, 6'4", about 270-pound guy. Tanner from Drake is a really good athlete. Watched him play some basketball, watched him practice a little bit. Basketball, I remember seeing him at camp. He would knock the dog out at the line of scrimmage at camp. So we're always going to get those North Dakota kids, and we're excited to get these guys.
How would you like to match up against a kid in basketball who's 6'4", 270 pounds? I'm pretty sure I couldn't have kept him off the block, Coach.
You couldn't.
I couldn't keep Scott Miller off the block. I know that too. Scott, you got a question for Coach?
Yeah. Chris, you mentioned at the news conference this afternoon how many of these players that you have had signed today have played in your camps. Is that becoming more and more a trend in college football, and just how valuable is that?
It's really valuable, and it is becoming a trend in college football. I know that I think we had 17 or 18 of these 28 or 29 that were at our camp. And it's become a big deal, and it's out there that a lot of these coaches, especially in that footprint area we talked about, have said, hey, you've got a chance to go to camp. You've got to go to camp and get evaluated. And we have such a great camp here because we have so many coaches from Division II and Division III and NAIA schools as well that even if a young man doesn't get offered a scholarship by NDSU, he's potentially getting an offer from one of these Division II schools. So our camp has become such a valuable tool, and you look over the last few years with it, we've signed a bunch of kids that have been at our camp.
Chris Kleiman, NDSU football coach, our guest in the Mike McFeely Show. Yeah, Chris, you've been around FCS football a long time. You've been at NDSU. You've been at Northern Iowa. You know the division very well. Has NDSU's three straight national titles, does that get you into living rooms where you weren't able to get before? Are you able to recruit a different kind of athlete, or is it just kind of the same kid is always going to go to FCS football? Are you getting kids you never got before?
Oh, I think so. And people know about us more from either out of region or, you know, maybe that's 6-7 hours away where they got a chance to see us on college game day, or they watched us play K-State, or they watched us in the playoff run because we were the ESPN game and then win the championship. All those things help. I think it helps more even just getting into the high schools, and then, you know, that English teacher that is coming out of with her NDSU shirt on that's at the high school to tell that kid, hey, you got to look at this school. Not only has it got great football, it's got great academics. And so it's really, you know, we're become such a brand out there, no question it's helping us.
Chris, you took over under some stressful circumstances after Craig Bohl announced that he was leaving for Wyoming and you were named the head coach. What were the biggest challenges for you and your new staff in going out and trying to solidify this recruiting class with all the verbal commitments that you had previously?
Well, I think that's something that really needs to be known, in the fact of we had a lot of verbal commitments out there, but we went and re-recruited all these kids. We didn't take for granted that, oh, they said they were coming to NDSU. We knew that these kids needed to be recruited as if we didn't know them. And they knew about NDSU, but they needed to know about us as coaches. I had met a lot of them. Coach Gazer had, Coach Riley had, but we needed to get, you know, all of the assistants that we hired out in front of these kids and bring them into campus, and bring their families in, so that they could understand the culture of NDSU football is going to stay the same. Yeah, there's going to be some different faces in the front of some of these rooms, but the culture is not going to change. What we ask of these kids is not going to change. The expectations are not going to change. It's going to be a challenge to keep repeating what we've done the last 3 years. But in the same respect, we looked at a lot of kids that were really excited about taking on that challenge, and we know we've got a great group of them.
You did lose a couple of kids, though, didn't you, who decommitted and went other places, Chris? Or did you not?
No, we probably did, but in the same respect, maybe it was a blessing because we found somebody else that wanted to be here a little bit more.
Okay, no, that's a good answer. You want kids who want to be at NDSU. So can Bison fans, Chris, can they start to order those Frisco plane tickets right now and the championship game tickets, or should they hold off on that a little bit? Because I know a lot of people, including people in my house, by the way, who live with me, and one who has a birthday today, who had their Frisco tickets in about September last year. So can we do that again, or do we have to wait?
I'm just going to focus on these guys and their winter conditioning and spring ball and let everybody else do all that other stuff. I focus on the next day at hand. And for me, that's going to be somewhat of a little bit of a break since we got right off the plane out of Frisco and I picked up coaches and we were on the road the next day.
Yeah, no kidding. So I know you don't want to single anybody out. I know coaches don't necessarily like to do this, but are there a couple of names there, Chris, that Bison fans the next few years should really look forward to, kind of a couple of special kids who might be wowing people in the Fargo Dome?
I think they're all special. I really do. It's hard for me because every year there's one or two that will not redshirt. Most of them are going to redshirt, but you know, it's hard for me to single anybody out with it. I know we've got a great group of kids, and we told all of them they're going to have a great opportunity, and they'll make their name for themselves wearing the Bison colors, that's for sure.
Chris, you've got just a nice diverse group, as you had said when you first came on with Mike and I. Was there any position group that you had singled out going in that you really wanted to concentrate on for this recruiting class?
Well, we needed a few running backs. That was the one thing that we said we had to get is a couple of running backs, and that's where a guy like King Frazier comes into play simply because he's on campus right now. And then Lance Dunn and A.G. Ajayi, those guys, we needed to get some running backs in this class because we lost a couple in Langer and Sam with it. The other thing is we wanted to keep getting the offensive linemen. I mean, if you have running backs and you have offensive linemen, for what our Bison Nation knows of, we can run the football against people. We're going to have success. So those are a couple of areas that we really looked at. The corner position was a position we looked at. The wide receiver position, I'm just looking at multiple numbers where you had some guys. But, I think you hit it on the head. We're pretty diverse with it. We've got a lot of kids that they could be a running back. Well, maybe they could be a safety or a linebacker. Or they're a safety or a linebacker, they could maybe be a running back. Or, you know, the offensive lineman could be defensive lineman. All these kids were multi-sport players as well as played on both sides of the ball at some time in their career.
Last question, Chris, we'll let you go. 9 preferred walk-ons. Explain to listeners what a preferred walk-on is and explain to me when this became a term, because back in my younger days, it was just a walk-on. Now it's a preferred walk-on. How many?
Well, for us, we recruited them. You know, that's the big thing is a young man may knock on our door here on September 1st and say, I'd love to try out for the football team. And in our mind, that kid is walking on to take a chance to see if he can be on the football team. These kids are guys that we have recruited that are every bit as important as the guys that signed a letter of intent. They really are, because there's so many kids in our program that came in as preferred walk-ons, guys that we recruited that if they follow Kramer's plan, and our coachable guys will be scholarship kids in the very near future. And we've got a couple on last year's roster that I know I'm excited about because they could be in the mix of playing time. So they're every bit as important as the guys that we signed letters of intent with, and we're excited about those guys joining the program.
Super. Thank you, Coach Kleiman. Appreciate it.
You bet. Thanks, guys. Happy to do it.
Yep. Thank you, Chris.
You bet. Chris Kleiman, the brand new or kind of brand new head coach of the North Dakota State Bison football team. 20.